Hey, what up, guys? We back.
Yeet, yeet.
We got another episode of Moments with Mitch.
Yes, sir.
You know who I got riding shotgun.
Money Mitch in the building, baby.
Let's go to work.
There ain't no stopping it. This is my moment. Join the movement. We bringing people together. Bringing positivity. Making changes for the better.
What's on your mind, KT? All
right, man. So this is, with it being top of the year and everything, I was going to ask, do you do New Year's resolutions?
I don't.
You don't do New Year's resolutions?
I haven't done a New Year's resolution since 13 years. I've never done a New Year's resolution since.
Why? Was that a reason?
Yeah. So when I was in Afghanistan, and I told my wife that for New Year's, my New Year's resolution was to be better and do something we never did before. And that night, that day, New Year's Day, my roommate attempted suicide when I was in the room. Sure did. And ever since that day, I told myself I'll never make another New Year's resolution.
What? Is this why you was in the military?
Yeah, I was in Afghanistan.
What?
That's why I don't make New Year's resolutions.
Dang, that's crazy. I did not know that. But that had nothing to do with your New Year's resolution.
I do. Because I made it to do something great, and then that happened.
Oh, to do something great. I thought you said you wanted to do something different.
Yeah, yeah, like do something different, do something great. And that was going into 2010, and I wanted to do something great, do something we never did before. And he attempted suicide.
Bro, I feel like that was like instant. You saved a life like instantly on New Year's Day.
Yeah, true that. But at the end of the day, I just because of that, mentally, I've never made another one.
Oh man!
Yeah,
true story. I thought for sure you'd be like on like some health journey or like minimal workout.
Nah, but you know what though? Like, I don't believe that you should have to wait to New Year's to get yourself to the physically the best you. You know what I mean? Why I gotta wait?
Yeah.
So I can keep eating cookies. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't finna do that. Every day that I get up, I'm gonna try. You know what I'm saying? To be healthier, because you guys don't know this, and some of you guys do that know me when I started this podcast, I was 261. That was the heaviest I've ever been in my life. I'm down to 240.
We in there.
You know what I mean? And it's not because I don't like Bluebell. I love me some Bluebell, G. But it's just the fact that I just watch what I eat more.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, since, you know what I'm saying, I got blew up in Afghanistan, my back messed up, so I can't do all the running. So what I do is I try to walk 2 miles. Yeah. 2 miles a day. You know what I'm saying? When I can. Some days I get home from work and I don't because I'm tired.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? But that's my goal. I cut out sugars. I don't eat the sugars. I eat the unsweet. You know what I'm saying? The unsweet.
And I feel like dresses. that's a big thing. A lot of people don't talk about just the dietary part of getting your health right.
Yeah.
And I feel like that helps a lot more than the actual physical working out, because you can physically work out and not be eating right and see no results.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everybody ain't got it like you, brother. Man. I see you on them tape, man. My man, he got his shirt all off. He out there looking like he finna go do a GQ runway.
Man, I just be trying to stay ready, so I ain't got to get ready, bro.
I'm out there looking like somebody's granddad.
But hey, put your shirt on, man. You the cool granddaddy, though.
Put your shirt on, man. You scan away, folks. Nah, man. Gee, I'm cool with it, though. But, yeah, man, I never did that, man, as far as the New Year's resolution to get better. I think every day that I wake up is a blessing, and I should take advantage of that for my physical health, man. What you think about that health thing?
Man, I be, you know, that's a big part of my life is physical fitness, working out. I try to eat right, but I still eat bacon. That's like my vice is the bacon. I try to cut out the pork. I don't really hardly eat the red meat as much. I tried to do the vegetarian thing, but that lasted like 2 weeks. I gotta eat some meat. Pause. I gotta pause that. But yeah, I gotta eat, like, I can't just eat fruits and vegetables. That ain't it wasn't really conducive to my lifestyle, so I had to switch back. But I'm always working out. I work out 4 or 5 days a week.
Yeah.
I think that's just for me personally. I think that, like, the gym time is, like, my time to decompress.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, my job, like, work is 24/7. So, I feel like my gym time is, like, my time to just, like, block everything out.
Yeah.
And I can kind of just, you know what I'm saying, be to myself for a second. Because my job is always communicating with people, always on the phone always. You know what I'm saying? Next client, next customer, always interacting. So it's cool to just, you know what I'm saying, unplug and decompress. So the gym is, that's my time to do that.
You know what, too, man? Like, for me, the older I get, I know this. So don't judge me, guys. I know that I should be in now more. But you know what, man? After a hard day, man, long day, and my job is not physical. Yeah. My job is 100% mental. Yeah. I do more typing and talking than I care for. So when I come home, I'm mentally exhausted, man. And some days I think mental exhaustion is worse than physical exhaustion. Mm-hmm. So I get home, man, and I couch potato. Gee, man, I might get me some. I'm starting this zero sugar lemonade. I rock with it. You know what I'm saying? So I get me a cup of lemonade, man, and have me a dinner, and I sit there and watch TV. And I know in my mind, I'm like, man, I ought to go out there and get on the treadmill or go hit the street. But you know what? I don't feel like it. You know what I mean?
Do you ever, this is something I saw my mom doing a couple years back when she was trying to, like, get on her health journey.
Yeah.
And they put the treadmill in the living room.
Mm.
So she do same thing that she always do. She like to watch her shows and stuff, but now she just walking watching her shows.
Yeah.
So you ain't got to remove yourself from the house to go, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. walk the block.
Yeah. I tried that. It don't match my decor. I can't tell. Hey, man, I can't tell I'm finna put no
treadmill in the living room.
Everybody, she gonna look at me like I'm crazy. It's in the garage, so it ain't that far. You know what I'm saying? It's actually in the garage. But I tell you what, man, like, just truth be told, man, some days I just don't feel like it. I know I should. You know what I'm saying? I know I should. And then, too, before I really started cutting out the sugars, you know what I'm saying, and cutting out the, and starting to walk, I used to try these old fad diets. You know what I'm saying?
It's
the worst, man, because try your small portion, try this, try that. Don't do this, drink the lemon water.
Don't eat after this time, don't eat before this time.
It's so hard because I get home from work. It may be 7-8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I gotta eat late.
It ain't convenient to be doing that.
But at the end of the day, I don't think like carbs know what time it is. You know what I mean? like if I eat at 7 o'clock, I eat a hamburger at 7-8 o'clock. Do my stomach know it's 7-8 o'clock when it's breaking?
Do you ever do meal prep?
Who?
Your stomach don't know what time it is, but when you eat that late and then you go to sleep, that is what a lot of people don't understand is the issue. Is because when you go to sleep, and that's a lot of times your body is telling you have to go to sleep so that it doesn't have to expend energy doing anything else other than digesting your food.
Yeah.
Because that takes a lot of energy for your body to digest food. It's one of the reasons why when you eat, you get tired.
Yeah.
So you can go to sleep and everything else stops and your body can focus on digesting the food that you just ate. But if I were to suggest anything to assist you on your journey.
Yeah.
Because you're doing the right thing by cutting out the sugars. That's a big thing.
I like sugar, though.
That's the struggle. But that's the struggle. They make it so tasty.
I got a sweet tooth the size of Texas. Boy. You know what's funny, man? It's crazy because I sit there, right? And I call myself, they make this ice cream, which is low-calorie ice cream, right? Mm. It don't taste too bad. I ain't going to say the name, but it don't taste too bad. But by the time I get home, doctor it up, man, I done put...
You done had about 3,000 calories to the low-calorie ice cream.
You know what's funny, though? Like, I like... This is gross. I like vanilla ice cream with Hawaiian punch. So almost like a
Coke float with Hawaiian punch.
So the Hawaiian punch
that's
on top...
That's a first.
Man, I know, man. But then I tell myself, oh, you know what? I'll walk it off tomorrow.
Yeah.
And guess what happened tomorrow?
You eat you another one, then you be like, man, tomorrow I'm going to walk it out. But
tomorrow don't never come.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I done gained 5 pounds. I step on the scale, and all of a sudden, I don't want to see the scale no more. I just see how my clothes fit. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm talking about? You start taking them small victories.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the moral ones.
Now all of a sudden, I got a summer side and a winter side in my closet. You know what I'm talking about? But that's just the thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, what motivates you to just, like, keep going? Because you always been in shape, man. Like, like growing up, we always played sports. Sports is just in our family. All the boys in our family, and the girls too, for that matter, played sports. But you and Junior, Brandon, T, you know what I'm saying? You boys, man, always been in great shape, man, and always been on the fence. But what makes you just keep going? Is it the look you want to be able to pull your shirt off, and now you got a six-pack instead of a keg? You know what I'm talking about? What's the motivation behind that, though, G?
Man, it's a little 50-50 with me, to be honest with you. I think it's a mixture of good genes.
We got the same genes, kind of. Your mom and my mama is sisters.
Yeah, but your daddy and my daddy ain't brothers.
True that. True that.
Because my old man is 56.
Yeah.
And he's still in the gym. He's still, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Still active.
Yeah.
And he probably would still be under 200 pounds if he hadn't tore his ACL at 48.
Yeah.
44, 45, whatever, however old he was in his mid-40s when he tore his ACL. So I think I attribute it to genes, because a bunch of stuff that I be doing, people be like, bro, how? Because I go the opposite way. Like, I'm just a naturally small person.
Yeah.
So for me to maintain 170 pounds, like, I have to eat like 3,000, 4,000 calories a day. Shit. But for the average person, they eat 3,000, 4,000 calories, bro, they blowing up.
I'm gonna look like a balloon.
Yeah, you feel me? Round.
Literally.
You be in shape, that thing gonna be around.
Boy, I be walking around looking like a pal.
You feel me? So I'm lucky in that aspect, but on the flip side of that, I do have to work probably just as hard as a person be to maintain a lower weight to maintain my comfortable weight.
Yeah.
So I have like a love-hate relationship with food. So for me, like, I don't really.
You picky.
Yeah.
you, man, I'm going to tell y'all this quick story, man. We in Hawaii, man. We on this trip.
Oh, man.
Y'all seen it? Y'all seen it? Hey, what you doing? Man, I'm giving away money. Y'all remember that, right? So that's us in Hawaii. And we at this nice restaurant, man. Nice restaurant, man. They got waiters and stuff, man. People bringing their courses, man.
It was nice.
Guess what my man ordered? A burger.
Hey, felt like home. Felt like home.
But this dude, man, we in one of the nicest little restaurants, man. And everybody's looking good, man. They dressed up and all this here and that there. And my man orders a burger.
Hamburger. For real. If anybody know me, they know I love my American cuisine. Cause boy, they bought a whole pig out. Because
boy,
they came packing the whole pig out. I was like, this. I thought that was just for the movies. That was we had a real Hawaiian experience.
Man, we had that thing.
Yeah, the luau.
And then you mess around, didn't even want it.
Nope.
We couldn't pay that money, man. We can pay
the couldn't do it, brother. I was done when they buy. I'm cool to eat a little pork, eat a little bacon. I don't want to see Porky before I see the bacon, though. That throw it all off. That throw it all off.
But
if they'd have bought a cow out there,
you'd still ate that burger.
Nah,
though.
I don't think I'd have been.
You'd have ate that burger.
Bro, I'd have been a pescatarian. I'd have been a pescatarian.
You'd some ketchup on there and a pickle, man. Put that top bun on that thing. but you know what though, man? I think for me, right? I used to be real small too. You know that
yeah.
When I was in the service, man, I was in pretty good shape for a young cat. You know what I'm saying? And then I realized too, man, that the working out isn't really the hard part for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the getting there.
Yeah.
That is the hardest part. Right now, shout out to Planet Fitness. I know I ain't sponsored, but I'm going to give you a shout out because you're still getting my money. I got a membership with Planet Fitness. Right now. Like, literally, I just paid this month. Guess when the last time I've been to Planet Fitness?
Probably never.
October.
Golly.
October. But I'm still losing weight. But it's the whole thing is, it's getting there for me. I don't have the discipline. To get that, like, I got the discipline to want to be skinny. I ain't got the discipline to do what it takes to get skinny. And that's a true story. And I know I ain't alone. Because a lot of times, it's just to get there. And once you there, though.
Yeah, once you there, you're like, I might as well just go and do everything.
I'm here
on
every
machine.
Yeah. Every machine.
Every machine.
I'm going to make up for all them sugars.
That is true, though, because I feel like, even for me, I feel like that's the hardest part, but my gym is in my garage, so it's a couple steps, and then I can control the environment and all that stuff, so it's a little more comfortable, but
you know what,
but
though?
It's still, you still got to do it, though. Yeah, you still right. got to get out there and do it.
It ain't going to lift itself, huh?
At all.
Let me ask you this, you know, this is what I think, too. Is the atmosphere still the same? Because, you know, you got cats, right, and they got... Man, I'll say cats, me. You seen my garage, man. I got two treadmills. I got a weight bench, man. I got
the pulleys
and all this. I ain't used that in a minute.
but it's all...
It's the atmosphere for me, though.
Okay, yeah. When I was you just going to say, it's going to be different person to person. Because for me, I don't like to go to the gym with people. Like, when I work out, I want to be by myself. I want to do what I want to do. Like, I don't want to wait on no machines.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to go do benching. Oh, somebody else. I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that. That's why I got my gym in my garage. Because I despise that. Because I, too, have a Planet Fitness membership that I am not using. That I need to cancel as soon as I get back home. Because I literally have a gym in my garage. But I did. For a while, I was like, maybe the atmosphere, maybe it'll push me a little harder. I'm not just going, because when I'm working out in the garage, it's like, bro, I could do 10, but man, 8, cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's nobody really there to police you or, you know what I'm saying, and hold you accountable. But then you in a place where you say, yeah, man, I'm working out. People watching me working out. I'm working out, so I got to work out. You feel me?
Do a couple more reps.
Yeah. But I feel like I'm disciplined just enough to where I'm getting good use out the garage. So, Planet Fitness, I'm going to see you on Monday.
I tell you what, though, man. And I think discipline is probably the biggest thing when it comes to diet and exercise. And I say that because the discipline inside of what you eat, how much you eat, your portion control.
And the hardest part is you telling you no.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part is telling yourself no. Because when you want to do something, you want to do that.
And you know what's funny? why can I validate it?
I can make a whole conversation with yourself to make it okay. To yourself. And don't nobody care but you.
Man, I'm sitting down, man. Even today, just now, actually. So, you know, Kendrick and his wife here, they're in town, man. Ashley here, we made shrimp, sausage, corn, potatoes.
Seafood ball.
Yeah, they're a little seafood joint.
Yeah.
Randy, Ken's wife, right? She and I making some cookies. She got this white chocolate, right? Chocolate chips. And I haven't had sugar since January the 1st. And I'm looking at her mix that bowl up, right? She pouring the white chocolate chips in that thing, man. And I'm just like, man, she tempted me. So I politely did this, and I feel bad now. Not bad enough to not do it again, but bad enough to where I feel bad. You know what I'm saying? So I take some of them white chocolate chips, right? And I put about 5 in my hand. I don't think that's going to kill me. And I ate them. And all of a sudden...
Boy,
I don't know what happened inside of me, man. But that little sugar lit something in me. Now I want a cookie. My discipline that I had,
sugar rush,
man. And I think that's all part of discipline. Yeah. I could have easily been like, you know what? As good as these cookies got this house smelling,
I'm a pass.
But am I really gonna pass? you know what, Patrick? Man, one ain't gonna kill you. You didn't have lunch today.
I'm going to walk it off tomorrow.
No, I ain't going to walk it off tomorrow. But we will be at the Riverwalk. So if you see us at the Riverwalk, man, shoot us a line.
Yeah.
We real friendly. But that's how it is, though. You can make your decisions the way that you want them, even if you know that they ain't right and that's not what you're trying to be physically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like that's in every aspect of life, brother. Cause that sound like me in the morning hitting that snooze button when I know I got that conference call at 9. But man, it's 8:45 and all I gotta do is get upstairs.
Man. Let me ask you this. How you feel about breakfast? When it comes down to dieting, do you think breakfast is important? And I know we're not doctors. We're not that. We're just regular
folks. Yeah, it's just us living our life.
At the end of the day, what you think about breakfast?
I personally drink my breakfast. I juice in the morning. So I don't eat solid food until after 12. Mm. So even if I wake up at 6 a.m., I typically don't eat solid food until afternoon. So I'll take a fruit and I'll juice in the morning. And that'll typically hold me over until after 12. But I feel it's just like the small little things like that. Like, I feel like if you just control a bunch of small things, then the big picture becomes a little more clear. So it's just like, but it's tough because I do have to eat a certain amount of calories. And my calories can only be a certain amount of stuff because I'm not, like, it's just, I don't eat a bunch of red meat. So it's
you don't eat too chicken, much of nothing.
Rice. Right. Yes. You know, limited diet. So
limited.
Super. So it's kind of like I'm eating all day.
Yeah.
But like moderate portions, yeah, if that makes sense.
I do.
Because I have a high metabolism.
Yeah.
So I have to continuously eat
to
keep my metabolism going.
And guys, I want you guys to remember, we're not doctors. We just two cousins in here talking about somebody that got a small keg and somebody that got a six pack. You know what I mean? So
we freestyling because I have no clue what I'm doing. I just do what feels right.
And you know what? Sometimes I think that's what it is. You got to know your body.
Yeah.
I had this body for 47 years. You don't think I know what work and what don't?
You feel?
I know good and well. You know what good and well mean?
Boy, big,
I know.
That's a big mama word.
Yeah, hey, I know good and well if I got three cookies and a soda, that ain't right.
That ain't going to help me.
It ain't not going to sit right.
Yeah, yeah.
So the things that you do that you know ain't right for your body and what you're trying to accomplish, you know that ain't right.
Yeah, yeah.
But and don't talk yourself into making it right.
It ain't going to be right. It's going to be okay with you, but it ain't going to be right.
Hey, man. I'm telling you right now, man. Randy got them cookies smelling good. I can smell the cookies in the room in here.
I'm eat three of them.
And I'm going to be mad.
Don't worry. I'll eat some for you, too.
I'm on some zero-calorie lemonade.
Man. Man, that sound bitter.
Man, it's so crazy, though. But you know what, man? I think that just the little discipline that I am showing, you know what I'm saying? And my doctor, because I go to the doctor, give him a checkup for the VA, and they told me it's nothing wrong with having a cheat meal. Don't make it no cheat day.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're going crazy all day.
Yeah, we ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
But she told me, she said, Patrick, straight up, like, if you do have a sweet tooth, it's not wrong with having a cheat meal. Get you something in a small portion that'll scratch the itch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she told me. So, you know what I'm saying? So when I do cheat a little bit, like with the white chocolate.
Eat a couple pieces of chocolate as opposed to eating cookies.
You know what I'm saying? So today's actually going to be my cheat day because I am finna give me a cookie. You ain't finna eat nothing for me. I'm gonna eat my own cookie. But the thing is, tomorrow I get back, you know what I'm saying, to making it where I am. So tomorrow I won't have a cheat day. Tomorrow I'll be back on my water, you know what I'm saying, my unsweet stuff and my small portions or whatever. But I think that's what it is, man. For me, being 47, not having the best metabolism, not being able to do all that physical and strenuous stuff because of my injuries,
right.
I have to find another way, another outlet to help me lose weight. And I tell you what, man, I walk past a cookie and gain weight. I smell that thing. And I'm finna gain about a pound on the scale, G. And that's just how it is. When I got older, I don't have that metabolism. And a lot of people are in my boat. A lot of people are older than me that have a good metabolism and had that workout mentality to where you look good. Man, look good. It's rough over here, man, because I tell you, but you know what? I feel so much better, though, when I'm on that diet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm eating just those small portions. Then when I get on that treadmill and walk them 2 miles, man, I feel good. Like, you know what? I can keep this up.
How much are you down since you started?
Man, so 19. I'm down 19 pounds since October.
Yeah. I can see it in you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Cause boy.
It was rough.
You ain't lying. Cause when we was in Hawaii, you look a lot, I'm gonna just say you look a lot different than you did just when we was in Hawaii. in September.
I was on stage dancing, boy. Look,
boy, you look, was.
I was looking like a jelly ball.
Boy, you was up there like Huggy Bear.
I was getting it though. You couldn't tell me nothing though. But you know
what? Yeah, though, man, but I see you working though. I see.
And that's what it is, man. You know what? It's me just being healthy for me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't do it for Heather.
Yeah.
I don't do it for the kids. I do it to add longevity to my life and add some kind of self-fulfillment for myself, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So even if I do have a cheat meal, you know what I'm saying, I still don't feel like I'm minimizing my progress, G.
You know what I mean?
I'm still knowing that I'm on the right path, and I don't drink soda. I don't drink soda. But I do got a sweet tooth for them cookies and that ice cream. So if I have one, and you know what else I do, too? I only get a scoop of ice cream. I don't know if that's a thing, or maybe I should get a half a scoop. But I'm gonna give me a scoop of that vanilla bluebell. But I stopped putting the
magic shell on there.
I stopped putting the Hawaiian punch. What I do, this is gonna be gross to you. I put it in the microwave for 10 seconds, just so it'll melt down a little bit, so I can stir it up and be milky. Don't judge me.
So is that why you like the Hawaiian punch in there? You just like loose ice cream?
That's what it is. That's what it is. I hate when I get it right out the freezer, man. I can't stand, man. So I do that to, and
supplements it for you.
Yeah. Then I'm good for about a month.
There you go. It's all about finding what works for you. And that's going to be the biggest thing in anything because everybody is different. Yeah, you got to find what works for you.
Dude, I had a good time.
Always, you know what,
man?
Brother.
I'm going to tell you guys what. We added this moment with Mitch, man, so we can just sit down and just talk real life stuff. We don't have to worry about a cheat sheet.
Or structure or anything. It's just
life.
Conversation. Yeah.
And that's what you're supposed to do, man. You find somebody in your circle that you can just chop it up with. You trust them. You love them enough to understand what they're saying, and they understand what you're saying. It may be two different things. You might have a six-pack or a small cake, but you can still, you know what I'm saying, you can still get along with it. And that's what it is. So, man, in life, man, find you a person, man. Find you a person. And then understand that do what works best for you.
That's it. That's all you can do. You know your vessel better than anybody else.
And then at the end of the day,
let's go get it.
Join the movement. We bringing people together, bringing positivity, making changes for the better. 'Cause it's all about growth, all about success. We want to see.